This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome. It is a big, busy Saturday night here at Radio Night Live. Bob Hugin, John James, and Shel Farley, what do they all have in common? Besides none of them being politicians, at least not before this year. What do they all have in common besides not being blue state candidates for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate seat in their state? What do they all have in common besides the fact that they could possibly all win? That's kind of cool. What else do they all have in common? They're all here on Radio Night Live tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for spending your Saturday evening with us. We are excited to be only 3 days out from midterms 2018, decision 2018, the most important midterms in your lifetime. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. The stakes don't get bigger. It doesn't get more important. There's never been in my lifetime, 48 years on this planet, there's never been a midterm election that has been as important as this, because it is about the soul of our nation. And if we don't get this right, friends, every bit of progress that you've had in your life over the last 2 years, And the news is good, friends. The last job report came out just this week. Do you know 50, 60-year records on all unemployment? There's not an ethnicity in America that is not at record low unemployment right now. None. I don't know. Maybe if you're from Zimbabwe. I don't know. But for the vast majority of Americans, every single demographic of unemployment is at its lowest etch ever in the history of the country. On top of that, I've had to put up with my lousy, loudmouth liberal friends walking around for the last number of weeks, some of them in my office where I work, going, "Oh, man, you say, well, the jobs are doing better, but there's been no wage increase." Oh, yeah? You want to bet? Biggest wage increase, 27% in the workforce overall since Trump took office. You get a 27% raise under Obama in all 8 years? You add it all up together. Did it add up to 27%? That's in 2 years. Pick something else. Production jobs coming back. Factories open. More product being made. More people being hired. Did you know that right now in America there are 7 million more available jobs than there are people in the workforce needing work? How did that happen? We were told, let me be clear, by a guy that went around for the last 2 days telling everybody that all of this economic success was his doing. Let me be clear. He went around saying, well, you know, it was all me, myself, and I. Me, the wonderful Obama. I was the one that did it all. Remember this phrase, Mr. Obama, that you leveled at the small business owners of America when they were complaining about the regulations and the tax burdens you were putting on the small businesses, and they were saying, why should we be paying for all of these extra services as business owners? And do you remember what you said to the small business owners of America? You didn't do that. Remember that? Remember saying that? Anybody else remember him saying that? You didn't build that. You didn't do that. You didn't accomplish that. Mr. Obama, this economy, you didn't do that. Not by a long shot. In fact, your growth rate, over the 8 years you were in office, 1.5 GDP for the duration of your time in office, on average. Your highest year was 2.6. Woo-hoo, woo, woo. Oh, wow. Which was lower than the best years of the Depression. So, like, they were at 2.9. You were at 2.6 for your best, and you were at 1.5 for the rest. You're the lowest. You had the lowest growth rate of the economy of the modern era. Don't tell me that this was all you're doing. It was only when President Trump got rid of all the regulations you put on the businesses that they ended up exploding and creating jobs and making wages go up. Excuse me. So here's the thing. It is an incredible precipice that we stand on. And here we're looking over into the abyss saying, well, we could give all this back to Nancy Pelosi and let her totally like obstruct. Pardon me. I don't have a cough button in my studio and my engineer's not paying attention to pull my mic down. I'm fine now when I go to cough, Ivan. That's when we'll do it. But here's the thing. We could trade all this in. The literally most perfect economic report that has ever come out in the 20th century came out on Friday. And we could kiss it all goodbye on Tuesday. Just hand the keys back to Nancy Pelosi and say, here, let's put you in charge of the House of Representatives and then obstruct everything. No more deregulation, no more tax incentives. They will be trying to impeach and trying to do all kinds of other things to a president because they don't have any policies and they screwed everything up when they were in charge the last time. Or we could say it's really important that we not interrupt what's happening here. We're going to finish the year, in all likelihood, somewhere over 4.2 or just shy of 5% GDP. And Mr. This Was All My Doing, Obama, 2 days ago, told us back in his seventh and eighth year in office that we would never see 4 or 5% GDP in this country again. Never was a big word with Obama. He also said that we would never see production jobs come back to the U.S., that factories would never be built here again. He also said that North Korea could never be contained. He also was basically pessimistic about Iran never getting the nuclear bomb. He's like, no, we can't stop them from ever getting the nuclear bomb. Almost everything he told us we could never do, Mr. Trump has done in 2 years. He said that ISIS would be a generational fight, that we would be fighting them when our children and grandchildren were still manning the post, growing up and going off to war. ISIS has been destroyed. They have lost 97% of every ounce of territory that they own. Friends, you have an enormous difference and choice to make on Tuesday. And I'm excited that early voting is up. I'm excited that Republican early voting is up. Republicans never vote early. Never. We go down to the polls on the day of the election because that's the way the rules were, and we're Republicans, so we do what the rules say. That's the way Republicans vote. So the fact that you've got record, you have more votes cast in Texas early voting than all of their election and early voting combined in 2014. And of course, that's the Ted Cruz race. And he's got a leftist, progressive, socialist, communist, anti-American that's running against him, trying to literally change what America is. So tonight, we're going to talk to three United States Senate candidates that have the chance to become red senators in blue states. And they actually have a chance at doing it in very blue states. New York, New Jersey, and Michigan. We'll speak with Bob Hugin, John James, and Shel Farley before the night's out. I hope that you'll stay with us. Now, I got to brag on you for a second here. You've been hearing us talk about our Christmas project this year. Nick, put that graphic on the screen if you've got it. As of this very minute, friends, as of this very minute, with our original goal of being 85 families to rescue in Nigeria from the Islamic radical Fulani herdsmen, we have rescued almost 30 full families already. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is awesome. That means we have about 56 families to go, 55 families to go. It's $225 to rescue a family. What does that do? It gives them food, water, and shelter out of the Jos, Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen, heavily, densely populated areas into Christian, basically church compounds, where churches are able to help take care of them. They're able to help get the kids hospital care and medical attention. When the Fulani herdsmen ride into these towns, the outer towns of the Jos area, they just butcher everybody that's in their path. And the government's not doing anything to help them. So Christian Solidarity International and you, the Radio Night Live friend, Kevin McCullough listener, we are doing this together. 29 families have already been saved. Almost 30 families have already been saved. 55 are yet to be saved. And tonight, if we have 10 families rescued tonight, we have one listener that will do 10 families all by himself. So put that number back on the screen, Nick. If you're watching on Biz TV, it's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It's $225 that gives food, water, and shelter to the family, 888-342-1010, and we have a 10-family challenge in effect for tonight for the duration of the show. 888-342-1010. It's match night. We need 10 families taken care of. 888-342-1010. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
The Hot Sardines, our house band here at Radio Not Live. Calvin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And my next guest has heard me and been with me so many times in afternoon drive in the New York tri-state area. He probably wonders if he got the right radio show because the music's so different. But we like to have fun on Saturday nights, and we're a little more laid back. But this man is not laid back. He is obsessed with trying to get his state better attention and service from Washington, D.C., because the current representation that they have in the United States Senate is just not cutting it. His name is Bob Hugin. He is a Marine, and he is now running for the United States Senate seat from the Garden State, the state of New Jersey. Bob, it's fun to welcome you to the weekend show. Thanks for making time for me tonight.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be with you on a Saturday night. I'm out at a local bar here with beers with Bob, with a bunch of incredible volunteers that have been knocking doors all day. We've been all over the state, incredibly energetic crowds, enthusiastic, getting out the vote. And so I could not tell you how great the momentum is, and people are excited. And so we're going to do everything we can right through 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and we're looking forward to a great victory.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people listening to us tonight, Bob, that haven't heard any of our previous conversations. In fact, with 300 radio stations, 66 million TV households that are tuned in. So you and I have gotten to know each other pretty well. I think I was the first radio show to put you on in the New York tri-state area.
I bet you're right.
But let's talk about who you are and why you want to take this Senate seat.
Well, you know, Kev, I live in the American dream. My wife and I was born and raised in Jersey, in Hudson County, and born in Jersey City, raised in Union City. And my wife and I have raised our three kids in New Jersey the last 27 years in Union County. And we've been blessed. We love New Jersey, and it's been great to us. And we just really were morally offended that Bob Menendez was going to run and be reelected virtually unopposed if we didn't come in.
Hmm.
That's what we decided last winter. We looked in the polls, and we knew how bad he was in terms of how he's so violated the public trust and delivered so little to the people of New Jersey. We're 50 out of 50. We get the least back of any state in the country from what we send to Washington. And the people of Jersey are good people and deserve better. So we got in there, and now we're a couple of days from election, and it's like a dead heat. So it's really exciting for us to see the people of New Jersey responding. They deserve better, and we can really do something to make their life better.
It really does seem almost impossible to understand how someone who could have been so roundly exercised by the Senate body itself, just totally scorned, totally rapped on the knuckles and said to have done immense wrong, could be in a position to get reelected. But that's kind of the danger of a one-party system, isn't it, Bob? You get lazy, you get comfortable, and then someone takes advantage of power that they shouldn't.
But you know, it's also a symptom of our society where we become so partisan, and we put these politics and party in the areas where you have one party really in control, and people lose sight of right and wrong.
Right.
This guy, sent, as you said, admonished by the Senate Ethics Committee bipartisanly, violating federal law, abusing the power of his office, disgracing the Senate. He was lobbying for his best friend, the Florida doctor, who was convicted of 67 felonies for defrauding Medicare. This is just, and other things we could talk about, things he's done.
Well, and just on that, note alone, Bob, just so that my listeners understand, especially if you're out of the area, so Mr. Menendez went to the powers that be that had the ability to make the decision and asked for the wrong practice to be continued on behalf of his friend, so that the defrauding could continue to go on. That's how out of touch he was.
Yeah, and this guy was blinding senior citizens with unnecessary procedures to make money, and he's using that money to jet set Bob Menendez multiple times to the Dominican Republic for doing who knows what. There's all kinds of FBI affidavits about that. And then when Menendez is confronted about this behavior, he lies to the Department of Justice. I wasn't there then.
Yeah.
They say, well, buddy, we have demonstrable, what you're saying is demonstrably false. We have evidence that you were there at those times. So it's just really a sad circumstance that this is, it's embarrassing to the people in Jersey. It's embarrassing to the country. And my wife and I are saying, this is the role model for your children and your grandchildren.
Hmm.
It's bad for democracy when we allow people like that to be in positions of power. You're supposed to be public servants, not taking from the people.
Well, and that brings us to your race. You have been upfront from the very beginning. You want to have an honorable and transparent process. You want to be more accessible to the people of New Jersey. You want to do more to bring back to New Jersey what they send to Washington, which, you, as you said, you're 50 out of 50, and the state next to you, New York, is 49 out of 50. I mean, you talk about really poorly served populations, and that's why we need you and Shell Farley to go down to Washington, D.C. But let's assume that you're successful on Tuesday night. It'll be a rather remarkable thing. What's your agenda for business on day one?
Well, I think the first thing is that we have to reestablish the fact that we're going to look to do things together to make progress for the people of New Jersey. As much as I have to tell you, I don't agree with Governor Murphy, our governor for the last year in New Jersey, and the raising of taxes and all the things he's doing, I am going to reach out to him the day after the election and say, listen, you're the governor. Let's get the two senators together. Let's get all the newly elected Congress people and say, we've been fighting this out, and we should fight on a lot of things politically, but let's agree there's two or three things that the people of New Jersey would be best served if we could deliver to them and agree that we're all going to work for the people of New Jersey. Our country has become too partisan, Kevin. It's tearing the fabric of our society. In New Jersey, we have our own problems, that the unaffordability of the state is tearing our families apart, and the partisanship is tearing the very fabric of our culture. The fact that what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings was just a disgrace to Democrats, to Republicans. All Americans are embarrassed. We've got to start making our government work for people and stop having everybody putting party and politics ahead of the people.
Well, and on that note, the guy sitting in the other Senate seat for New Jersey, who's not up for election right now, has been very busy running for president. Just so that people understand, if you get elected senator, do you have any desire to parlay that into a higher office at some point? Are you going to be focused on doing your job as United States Senator?
Yeah. Listen, you know, Kevin, I've my whole life, whether it was in the Marine Corps or in the business world, I've always been focused on producing results. And I'm only doing this because the people in Jersey deserve better. I can assure you it's not about ego and it's not about aspirations for any other office. I'm just doing this for the people in New Jersey. We love New Jersey. So fortunate to be here. I have no interest in doing anything but making sure the American people have a better senator than Bob Menendez, and that we work to improve the lot and the affordability of all New Jerseyans. And that is a period at the end of that sentence. There is no other aspirations. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening tonight, friends, and you want to help Bob Hugin get across the finish line, even if you live outside the state and you want to donate money and you want to help his campaign, you go to bobhugin.com and get that done tonight. And Bob, we'll be in touch on Tuesday, and I'm sure that we're going to all be watching the election returns together. But I'm telling people, you got to get out. You got to vote Hugin. You got to vote November 6th. You got to vote. And I think you can agree with that message.
Kevin, thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners over the months. It's been great to have somebody like you who really understands the issues and makes sure the people understand what's important, the values that are so important for our society,
yeah,
and offer transparency to it. So thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is on the stump, campaigning for fellow Republicans ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. He held another rally in Montana.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress.
He was campaigning for Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. A very hoarse former Vice President Joe Biden was campaigning for Democrats in Ohio. Biden joked about losing his voice.
I have been in 22 states for 60 candidates, 11 cities in the last 4 days. And the reason I'm explaining to telling you that is I wanted to get my voice so I could sound like Sherrod Brown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Online. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Okay, so there's our first Senate candidate tonight from a blue state that has a better than a good chance to actually win his election on Tuesday. The last time that New Jersey had a Republican senator, people can't even remember. Like, it's been that long since there's been a Republican senator from the state of New Jersey. And if he is able to do this, you heard what he's going to do on day one. He's going to get to it. He's going to call the New Jersey delegation together. He's going to get people start working together, start talking to each other. And I think that that's going to be really beneficial and quite a good example for other states and what other states should be doing. Coming up, we're going to talk to a man who's in a similar position. John James will join us in the next segment, and he is running for the Senate seat in the great state of Michigan, and he wants to do the same thing. He wants to work for the people of your state, those of you in Michigan tonight. We've got big stations in Grand Rapids, etc. We've got a big station in Atlantic City. These
these races are important. And, friends, I just cannot express how urgent it is that you make sure that you get up and you get out and you vote on Tuesday. If you do not vote on Tuesday, you are asking for the worst to happen. That's really what it is. If you don't express your opinion, you're asking for the worst to always take its place. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you express your vote? Why wouldn't you use your vote to affect the change that you want or to keep the change from coming that you don't want? If you don't want to see the economy get messed up, you've got to vote to stop that evil. And that's, personally, I think of Nancy Pelosi gaveling the House of Representatives and Maxine Waters being in charge of the Finance Committee, and I just think evil. It's just the way it works for me. Anyway, so get busy, get voting, make sure you get there. Vote red, vote November 6th, vote, vote, vote. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Okay, now, I told you at the top of the show that we had a 10-family challenge in effect for tonight, right? So there's a listener that has said for our Nigerian Christmas project that we're working on, and we put up the graphic on the screen a little bit earlier. We're trying to rescue 85 families out of the Jos, Nigeria area where the Fulani herdsmen are just coming in and wiping them out, macheting people, AK-47s, raids in the middle of the night. It's like Boko Haram, but it's not as well known. The major press around the globe are ignoring it, partly because the government is very sympathetic to the Fulani herdsmen, which doesn't make a lot of sense. We had Joel Vanderspeck with us a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be back to talk about it next week. But here's the thing. As that graphic showed you, 30 families, just about 30 families, 29.6 families, have been rescued so far. That leaves 55 families of our original goal. I don't want to leave out a single one of these Nigerian families. I don't want to leave one of them behind. So very graciously, a very generous viewer or listener to this show said, Kev, on Saturday night, if you can get 10 families sponsored, so one person doing 10 families or 10 people doing one family each or 20 people doing half a family, whatever, they will match that amount family for the duration of this evening. So what I'm asking you to do is, if you're planning on helping us in this Christmas effort, like you did last year, you helped us free almost 200 human slaves with Christian Solidarity International. It was one of the most amazing things I ever watched. If you're planning on helping us this year, last year it was 250 to free a slave. This year it's 225 to rescue an entire family. And the good for them is almost equal, because you're relocating them to a place where they're safe, you're getting them clean drinking water, and you're getting them food, and you're helping them get stability until they can settle on their next spot. That is all vital. It's all being provided by CSI, and we can help that happen for $225 per family. It's like 3 to 5 people on average. So here's the thing. If 10 people call then and do one family each, then we have another listener who's going to do 10 families all on their own. And we've already had 4 families in the first portion of this show tonight be cared for. That means we need 6 more of you to go to the phone and say, I'll take care of one family. 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. All they want for Christmas is to be allowed to live this year. You've got a tough Christmas gift. You think that it's nothing compared to them. They just want the right to live. All they want for Christmas is the right to love their family and to worship their God and do what they have always done as Christians. These Fulani herdsmen are Islamic radicals. They're trying to kill them off. 888-342-1010. We need 6 more families cared for tonight, and that 10-family challenge will be met. Will you help us? 888-342-1010. Coming up, our big blue state turn red Senate seat edition of Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live continues because we're going to go to the great state of Michigan where John James is running. Now, you may remember he was in a primary earlier with the guy Kid Rock. Well, now Kid Rock's campaigning for him. So we'll talk to them next and get to know him on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that is a packed TKTS Square, right in Times Square. I don't know what they're doing. Oh, do they have the tumblers out there? I think I can see the tumblers. These guys are amazing. They just go down and throw mats and just start doing cartwheels and stuff in the middle of the middle of the cold weather. Hey, whatever, man. It's got to be fun, all right? They wouldn't do it, right? Anyway, it's the last night before for us on the weekend show before the big midterms. And tonight I have the unique opportunity to feature three different voices that have a lot of things in common. None of them have ever been politicians before. None of them are coming from conservative states. They are all conservative and hope to bring conservative values to Washington, D.C., and they're doing it by going out and taking their case to the people. My next guest is someone I haven't spoken with since the primary, but since that time, he won his party's nomination, and now he's in the fight for the U.S. Senate seat in the great state of Michigan. John James, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. It's good to have you, sir.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be back on with you. Thanks for having me back on.
Now, since we spoke, you have completed your first primary race, and you've been campaigning nonstop across the state of Michigan, day in and day out. What have you learned from your first political campaign?
I've learned that people in the state of Michigan, the same people who both voted for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, are sick and tired of the political BS. I've learned that people in this state feel forgotten, feel left behind, feel disenfranchised, disillusioned, and we want something that's different. We want somebody who has effective leadership experience and somebody who has the ability to lead effectively, to bring folks together. I'm a combat veteran. I graduated from West Point in 2004, became a Ranger qualified Apache pilot, and flew 750 hours combat in Operation Rocket Freedom. But that's not all. I actually came back home and was able to grow my family business 233%, added over 100 jobs, grew the business from $35 million to $137 million, and recognizing as the world's becoming a more dangerous place, having a combat veteran who understands how to keep this nation safe because they've done it before, having a combat veteran who understands we can take care of our veterans' issues, also having a businessman who understands how to create economic opportunity, but also who's actually created jobs in the real world is very, very important. And people in the state of Michigan are excited to finally have a choice.
Well, the thing I love about this, John, is that you're the practical extension of what Donald Trump has begun these first 2 years, and that is to take a real non-political approach to solving the actual problems. I think when history is written about this president, they're going to look back and go, man, he got so much done in the first 2 years. He did more in the first 2 years than Obama did in eight. How do you do that? I think it's because those that come from the private sector, those that come from specifically the business world, where you have to meet a deadline, you meet a payroll, and you've got to do it within budget, and you've got to do it on time, and you've got to do it every time, and you've got to keep doing that over and over. I think that you guys understand something that public figures have forgotten, and that is that government shouldn't be different than the business world. It should be run under budget and on time and to the client satisfaction. And I think that bringing that level of accountability to the United States Senate is something that would be a refreshing change.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what our framers intended. Our framers intended that this would be a government of the people, by the people, for the people, but it is perishing from this earth because we, the people, have delegated our authority and our rights to the federal government. And right now, the federal government has forgotten how to govern a free people. They are replacing rights and responsibilities with rules and regulations because they are trying to legislate and regulate industries without ever having experience running businesses before.
Right.
And I think this is wrong. I think that being able to relate to the people who you're representing is absolutely important. And right now you have people who don't have the skill set to understand. Debbie Stabenow, for example, has been a career politician for 43 years, has been in Washington for 20, and has been a U.S. senator for 18 years and only gotten 5 bills passed. That's unacceptable in the real world. We need to make sure we send people to Washington who will get results each and every single day, who will work hard, just like people in the state of Michigan, each and every single day, and will make no excuses for failure.
I cannot believe, and I've heard something similar about Christian Gillibrand in New York, only it's less productive than Debbie Stabenow's record. But here's the thing. I cannot believe that in a state where people that took such great pride in work, General Motors, Ford Company, etc., for all those generations, could be satiated with a senator that would get 5 bills passed in however many years she's been there. Like that doesn't even sound like Michigan to me. When I think of Michigan, I think of the hard-working labor force that built the backbone of America. And to have a senator that's basically phoning it in like that just seems like an insult to the very people she's representing.
Well, it is an insult, and that's part of the problem here, is because she is part of the problem, being a career politician for that long, and people are sick of it. And that's why in Michigan, Bernie Sanders won and so did President Trump, because people are tired of being disillusioned, disenfranchised, and this is a state where two of the most segregated cities in the entire nation are in Michigan. Detroit is the first most segregated city in the entire nation. And this used to be the home of the American dream. This is the birthplace of the middle class. This is the place that my father came to from Mississippi, from the Jim Crow South, where he was born in 1941, lived directly across the street from Mississippi State University, and couldn't go there because it was black. And now we're in the Jim Crow North, where you have transit and education that's still separate but equal. Debbie Stabenow has been in a position to do something about this for 43 years, and has failed. And it's time to make sure that Michigan has the leadership in Washington that they deserve. And that's why we're going to win on November 6th. So if you'd like to learn more, please go to johnjamesforsenate.com. It's not too late. We need your help. We need to get the vote out, because we don't just have a chance to flip a seat here. We have a chance to flip the script. And we have a chance to be everything that they say we're not. We can broaden the back of the elephant to include millennials and minorities the way no other candidate in this cycle can. And I'm looking forward to taking for the future and protecting the American dream of the future generation.
John, I totally agree with you on that. Real quickly, there has been a black renaissance in politics on the center-right of the discussion in the last couple of years. And I'm just curious your thoughts on why that's happening now and at this time, you know, with the people like Candace Owens and Kanye West and yourself and others that are doing that. Why do you think it's coming to fruition to the head that it is right now?
I think that right now is because leaders are standing up. Too many people have died for our right to think independently and vote independently. And we are asked to outsource our vote to a godless party. They took God out of their platform when overwhelmingly African Americans are Christian, right of center, and they don't represent our economic or our moral values. And I think that when
John, we're up against the clock. I know that you've got a busy night as well. I just want to say thank you for making time for us, and do well on Tuesday. We'll be cheering.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's rightsocial.net.
Rightsocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Funny thing. So I go to John James's website to sign up to you know, become, get on his mailing list and to do everything. And I'm seeing all of these people that listen to us joining his team. They have this little thing that flops up at the bottom and says, so-and-so just recently joined. And it was from all of our markets. We had Reno, Nevada, and Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Florida and Omaha, Nebraska, and all these people, and they were just they were all joining the team John James. So, friends, do that. If you want to give money to Bob Huguen's campaign against Bob Menendez, vote for Bob the Marine, not Bob the Crook. Go to BobHuguen.com, H-U-G-I-N, BobHuguen.com. If you want to support John James in Michigan, that's JohnJamesForSenate.com, JohnJamesForSenate.com. Oh, I was supposed to tell Mr. James something. So I'm sitting at dinner tonight, and the lovely bride goes, so who's on the show tonight? So, well, we've got these three Senate candidates that all have a chance to win in blue states, and we're going to try to get them across the finish line. And so my Jonathan goes, well, what are their names? I said, well, there's Bob Huguen, and there's Shell Farley, and there's John James. And Jonathan lost it because his older brother's named James. So he's like, Dad, that guy's got to win. Just so that we can hear our names on TV. It was hilarious. So, and I was going to tell John that, and I forgot to tell him that anyway. Hey, tonight's being brought to you in part by my newest obsession, CoQ10ergy. This is an energy drink. Now, okay, so worst habit I ever had in my life, and I blame it on my former business partner, Stephen Baldwin, because he was the one that introduced me to Diet Red Bull. But I drank them like breathing for a number. How many years did I do that, Ivan? The decade? Easily? Yeah, okay. So easily was, just give me an IV. And then I found out that it was very bad for me. And then I learned just how bad for me it was because of all of the caffeine and the sugar and the carbs and the artificial chemicals and everything else that's in it. It's not good for you. It will do the job, but it is not good for you. So I went to my buddy Kurt and I said, Kurt, man, talk to me about how we do an energy drink that will give me the lift that I need to give me more energy, but won't give me the shakes and all the bad stuff. So he said, Kev, let me go to my lab and work on it. A year later, CoQ10ergy is now on the market. It is carb-free. It is sugar-free. It is calorie-free. And it has 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10, which is good for you, your heart, your nails, your skin. Everything in it, it helps you. Your body needs it in massive quantities, but the normal supplements give you about 4 to 5 times less what this does. If you'll go to my website tonight, I've got a free bottle this size, the 16-ounce Berry Fruit Punch. Go to kmcfree.com and get a free bottle. I'll even pay for the shipping. kmcfree.com. It's truly free. Price-free, caffeine-free, sugar-free, carb-free, healthy energy for everybody, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. Go right now. Get your free bottle, kmcfree.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My age of like